What do you mean by that?
Well, I talked to a short time before he passed away, and he wasn't the kind of person that you would say a lot about. Because he said it all himself, you know, in his manner and the way he dressed and in his music. And he did things people are still trying to do today, you know. He was a genius of some sort, there's no question about it.
Tell you about my next guest. This cat allowed himself to be adored but not loved, and his success in show business was matched by failure in his personal relationship bag. Now that's where he really bombed, and he came to believe that work, show business, love, his whole life, even himself and all that jazz was bullshit. Like to this cat, the only reality is death, man. Ladies and gentlemen, let me lay on you, a so-so entertainer, not much of a humanitarian, and this cat was never nobody's friend. In his final appearance on the great stage of life, you can applaud if you wanna.
Yeah. Check. Every word has been said, every rhyme exhausted. Hip-hop is a joke, the punchline painfully obvious. Formula 4-4, beat 8, bars change up, chant, hook, insecure, B-boys look hard, dance hard, don't smile, laugh at the jerk with dirt on his shoes. Don't confuse the issues, this was never about music, it's just about the clothes you choose. Pay $100 for the attitude, get the shit free. Complimentary slang reference with every CD purchase. I lent my voice to something stupid, added to the chorus of yelling idiots. Took my place among them, compete for space, pacing on a stage, hurling insults at the innocent.
What do you wanna fight? Give you one more chance. I'm not gonna lie to you like other acts. They go, oh, what a great audience, my favorite audience in the whole world. You're the greatest, great bullshit. I can't wait to get the fuck out of here, okay?